freedom of worship.
On the third anniversary of the Saudi invasion of Bahrain, a panel has gathered in London to discuss the implications that event had on suppressing the Bahraini revolution and to exchange ideas as to the future of the struggle for freedom there. Guests at the event watched short films documenting the revolution and listened to speeches by invited speakers such as John Rees from Stop the War Coalition.
I think it's commemorating the outcome of the Bahraini revolution in the sense that it's commemorating the people who are continuing to resist in Bahrain despite the repression 3 years ago, despite the Saudi invasion. It's keeping alive the solidarity with what are now thousands of political prisoners in Bahrain and the people who continue to protest. So I think that's the purpose of the meeting.
When protests in Bahrain began in February 2011, calling for reforms in the Persian Gulf Kingdom, it held out hope for a better future for the Bahraini people. That was the case until March of that year, when Saudi tanks rolled across the peninsula to violently put down the aspirations of the revolution. And the silence of the British government and the West in response to that is markedly different to their response to the recent Russian intervention in the Crimea.
Invasions by people who you're allied to, who you arm, as the British arm the Saudi regime, are perfectly acceptable. Indeed, it was pre-agreed with the American administration that this intervention by the Saudis into the Bahrain would take place, and they don't have a problem with that whatsoever. It highlights the huge hypocrisy. The Western rhetoric at the moment about the Russian intervention in the Crimea is unbelievably hypocritical.
3 years on from the Bahraini revolution, activists say it's clear that the British government is guilty of more than just double standards. They've actively helped the Bahraini regime put down the demonstrations, selling them equipment and sending advisers to help the forces there. Until that changes, they say the British government will have blood on its hands and won't be able to remove it. Issa Ali, Press TV, London.